Blackstone Audio presents Children of Jihad, A Young American's Travels Among the Youth of the Middle East, by Jared Cohen. To Mom, Dad, and my sister Emily, thank you for your love, support, and patience. Prologue. Lebanon, 2005. For a third Wednesday in a row, I had lunch at a Western fast food chain in Beirut, Lebanon. This time it was McDonald's. I was alone and American, but it wasn't the comfortingly bland Western decor or the universally recognizable taste of a Big Mac that drew me to one of Beirut's most popular fast food restaurants. It wasn't homesickness at all that brought me to McDonald's. It was Hezbollah, one of the world's most notorious terrorist organizations. The members of Hezbollah who invited me to McDonald's week after week did not fit the Western profile of Middle Eastern terrorists. Instead of tattered green military fatigues, they wore Armani jeans and Versace sweaters. Their hair was not covered by checkered scarves or head wraps, but meticulously sculpted and styled. And rather than slinging Kalashnikov rifles over their shoulders, they lugged around bulky, heavy backpacks, more likely to be filled with books than bombs. When girls walked by, they didn't avert their eyes in an act of chastity. They whistled and gave catcalls that would have been equally at home at an American mall. The few shy boys contented themselves with juvenile comments to the group. The girls, independent-minded and cosmopolitan, would shout back flirtatiously, condemning the boys for their churlish behavior. They always paid for my lunch, and each week there were new dining companions. Most were other members of Hezbollah.